Lesson 5. Mr. Sonoda is making a special announcement.
Could I have your attention, please? The answers to last month's survey have been tallied, and after reviewing the results, upper management has decided to try and relieve the stress and pressure caused by employees' heavy workloads. After a lot of discussion, it has been decided that new policies to decrease overtime, extend holidays, and to generally increase employees' free time shall be implemented in the near future. The first thing that management is going to try, however, will be a casual dress day, Friday the 12th of next month. On that day, employees will not have to wear formal attire or company uniforms, but can wear pretty much whatever they like, just as long as it's neat. There are a few exceptions to what can be worn. Anyone who is a factory worker or who may have to visit the factory for any reason is prohibited from wearing open footwear such as sandals. Loose-fitting clothing and clothing that has a high risk of producing static electricity is also not allowed for factory workers. Regular safety gear should still be worn at all times, and if you think a piece of clothing may be inappropriate, you should check with your supervisor first. There has also been a decision to combine the casual dress day with the company's recent charity efforts. Namely, in order to wear casual dress, employees will be asked to pay a 100 or 500 yen coin. For this event, all of the money will go to charities that help support underprivileged children in developing countries. Management is hoping that everyone will wear casual attire and give generously. At the end of Friday the 12th, you'll also be asked to complete a short questionnaire about how you thought the casual dress day went. If it receives a positive response, more casual dress days will be scheduled in the future.